Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, one of the rumors up to WWDC 2022 was that watchOS 9 would add a new low power mode that would allow users to keep using Apple Watch applications and features without draining as much battery. This feature didn't materialize as part of watchOS 9, but Bloomberg now reports that the feature actually could be saved for the Apple Watch Series 8 this fall. Bloomberg says that they still expect a new low power mode for the Apple Watch to come with the Apple Watch Series 8. This would work similarly to the low power mode that's already available for iPhone, iPad, and Mac, which suspends background activity and reduces device performance to save battery life. It's not immediately clear why Apple would limit this feature to the new Apple Watch Series 8, unless the Apple Watch Series 8 will have a larger battery that would make a low power mode more usable over a longer period of time. Apple Watch models already have a feature called Power Reserve Mode, but this feature turns off basically every Apple Watch functionality and only shows the time. Power Reserve Mode works if you're in an emergency, but it's not really a long-term solution if you have a day where you know you're going to be stretching your Apple Watch battery to its limits. We expect Apple to announce the Apple Watch Series 8 this fall, alongside the iPhone 14, likely sometime around September. In other news today, T-Mobile is ramping up its efforts to cash in on the lucrative advertising business. The carrier has launched a new App Insights program, which allows marketers to buy user data directly from T-Mobile, with a particular emphasis on data showing which applications you have on your phone and which of those applications you regularly use. But thanks to Apple's strict privacy requirements, iPhone users are mostly protected from this. The data included in App Insights is basically an app-based analytics program that allows marketers to track, segment, and target T-Mobile subscribers based on apps on their devices and their engagement patterns. This consists of data such as when a user opens an app, the Wi-Fi networks they join, and what domains they visit in a web browser. The data is then aggregated and combined with other analytics data to create personas, which again are then sold to marketers for advertising purposes. But while Android devices are fully affected by this new App Insights program, T-Mobile draws the line at collecting user data from iOS users. Apple has strict privacy guidelines, and even though T-Mobile could technically collect data from users who opt in to tracking, the company doesn't view that as being worth the risk right now, as it's something that could put the carrier on the bad side of Apple. But the company explained that while it's missing out on advertising revenue by not tracking iPhone users, one consideration was the fact that data would be much lower fidelity than what's collected from Android devices, again something that's caused by the OS level of privacy protections built into iOS. Mike Peralta, who is the general manager of T-Mobile's new Advertising Solutions Group, did note that the company is kicking the tires on incorporating iOS data into App Insights, but the focus for now is on Android devices. It can then use that Android data to make some inferences on iOS users, but again, it doesn't collect any data from those iOS users. So with iPhone users being safe from T-Mobile's new App Insights program, it's yet another example of Apple's implementations of things like app tracking transparency and tracking prevention in Safari, leading to real-world improvements and protections for user privacy. Rounding out today, a variety of reports over the past few years have indicated that Apple is working on its own 5G modem for future iPhone models as part of its efforts to reduce its reliance on Qualcomm. Originally, rumors had said that the iPhone 15, coming next year, would be the first iPhone to feature a custom 5G modem directly from Apple. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo now says that these efforts have, quote, failed, and that the iPhones coming next year will still use 5G chips from Qualcomm as Apple continues to work on building its own modems. Kuo says that he believes Apple will continue to develop its own 5G chips, but that the company has hit roadblocks in this process As a refresher, Apple even went as far as to acquire Intel's smartphone modem business a couple of years ago for $1 billion as part of its efforts to build up its in-house modem team. As of right now, it's unclear when exactly Apple's in-house 5G modem will actually be ready to use inside of an iPhone, but what's important to remember here is that the cellular modem inside of an iPhone is one of the most important components, so Apple needs to make sure that its modems are just as good, if not better, than what Qualcomm has on the market to prevent actual iPhone users from noticing any sort of differences. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.